Welcome to episode 12 of the Rebuilding Lives podcast, presented by the Self-Development Factory. This is a space where we explore stories and strategies for overcoming adversity, pursuing personal growth, and ultimately rediscovering purpose and fulfillment. The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Today, we're focusing on an essential element in the recovery process for individuals battling addiction: therapy. Addiction is a disease that doesn't discriminate. Whether it be substance addiction or behavioral challenges like gambling or excessive gaming, addiction creates a cycle that feels impossible to break. But here's the truth. Breaking free from addiction is possible. Recovery is a lifelong process, but with the right tools and support, a fulfilling and purpose-driven life can emerge. Therapy, in all its forms, is often the foundation of this transformation. When someone begins their recovery, therapy often feels like an intimidating step. After all, it involves addressing the chaos head-on. But therapy is more than just confronting the pain. It's about understanding it, reframing it, and using that understanding to rebuild a pathway to a new normal. Therapy comes in many forms, each one offering a unique set of tools to spark healing and growth. Today, we'll explore how these therapeutic approaches help individuals achieve freedom from addiction, sharing real stories of transformation to illustrate their impact. Breaking addiction through connection. Group therapy is one of the most prominent forms of therapy and recovery programs, offering far more than just a structured framework. It provides a sense of belonging, understanding, and hope. It creates a safe space where individuals battling similar challenges can connect, share their struggles, and learn from one another in ways that solo recovery efforts often can't match. The power of connection in these groups can be life-changing, and Sarah's story beautifully illustrates this. After struggling with alcohol addiction for years, Sarah found herself at a crossroads. She had tried quitting on her own multiple times, but always ended up back where she started, frustrated, overwhelmed, and defeated. That's when she decided to join a local support group. The first few weeks were daunting. She hesitated to open up, gripped by fear of judgment and shame. But as she listened to others, she began to realize that every face in the room carried a story not unlike her own. Their shared vulnerability broke down her walls. Over time, Sarah opened up about her experiences, her fears, and her hopes. In turn, she received encouragement, understanding, and practical advice from people who truly understood what she was going through. Through these shared experiences, she learned coping mechanisms and strategies that resonated deeply in ways her solitary efforts never had. The bonds she built within the group gave her the strength to stay committed to her sobriety, even during difficult moments. One of her most transformative realizations was that she wasn't alone. Others had walked a similar path and come out stronger. Today, Sarah is thriving. She finds joy in building meaningful relationships and has rediscovered her passion for photography, capturing the beauty in life she once overlooked. She credits much of her growth to the foundation of connection, support, and hope that group therapy gave her. Sarah's journey is a powerful reminder that recovery doesn't have to be a lonely road. By breaking addiction through connection, individuals can find the strength to heal and rediscover a fulfilling life. Untangling thoughts to regain control. For Mark, therapy was about gaining control over his life again. Mark had been gripped by a gambling addiction that not only drained his finances, but also strained his relationships with loved ones. Nights at the poker table turned into regret-filled mornings, and while he knew his habit was destructive, he found himself trapped in a cycle he couldn't escape. The pull of gambling was strong, fueled by automatic thoughts and emotions that seemed impossible to quiet. Enter cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, a structured, goal-oriented approach designed to identify and change the thought patterns driving harmful behaviors. Through CBT, Mark worked with his therapist to uncover the root causes of his urges and recognize the triggers that fueled his addiction. Together, they examined the automatic thoughts and unhelpful beliefs, such as a fixation on winning it all back, or a sense of temporary relief gambling seemed to provide. His therapist guided him through exercises to challenge these thoughts and replace them with healthier, more constructive perspectives. Mark also learned practical coping mechanisms, like mindfulness techniques and strategies to redirect his attention when cravings hit. Step by step, he replaced harmful habits with actionable steps that empowered him to regain control over his decisions. Over time, Mark began to rebuild his life. He spent more quality time with his family, deepened personal relationships, and rediscovered passions he had once neglected. Free from the weight of his addiction, Mark found not just control, but a sense of fulfillment and connection he hadn't felt in years. Therapy became more than a tool to stop gambling. It opened the door to a richer, more meaningful life. Healing through creativity. Sometimes healing requires speaking a language that goes beyond words, a language of colors, shapes, and expression. This is where alternative forms of therapy, such as art therapy, come into play, offering individuals a unique way to process emotions and experiences that can feel too overwhelming to articulate. Emily, who battled substance abuse for years, found herself unable to describe the internal chaos she felt. The words simply didn't come. Traditional therapy helped, but it wasn't enough to fully untangle the pain and trauma. That changed when her therapist introduced her to art therapy, a practice that encourages self-expression through creative outlets like drawing, painting, and sculpting. At first, Emily hesitated, unsure of where to begin. But as she picked up a paintbrush and started to transfer her emotions onto the canvas, something shifted. The art allowed her to access emotions she had buried deeply, emotions she hadn't been able to confront. Each brushstroke became an act of release, each color a reflection of her journey. Over time, her paintings transformed from chaotic and dark to vibrant and filled with hope, mirroring her own path toward recovery. Today, Emily's art tells a powerful story of resilience and self-discovery. Her work has inspired others, and she now mentors individuals who are beginning their own healing journeys. Through workshops and one-on-one sessions, she teaches how creativity can be a profound tool for recovery, helping others to find their voice, their strength, and ultimately, their peace. Emotional regulation and advocacy. For some, therapy is about mastering the art of emotional balance and learning to navigate life's challenges with greater resilience. This was David's path. Struggling with behavioral addiction, David often felt overwhelmed by intense emotions that seemed impossible to control, leaving him stuck in a cycle of impulsive actions and regret. These emotions not only disrupted his daily life, but also strained his relationships and self-esteem. Through dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, David was introduced to mindfulness practices and effective emotional regulation techniques. The process wasn't easy. It required patience, consistency, and a willingness to confront uncomfortable feelings. Over time, however, David learned how to calmly observe and process his feelings, rather than reacting impulsively. He discovered the power of pausing, reflecting, and responding with intention, which transformed how he approached the situations that once seemed insurmountable. But David's journey didn't end with his personal growth. Inspired by his own transformation, he began sharing his story with others. Today, he speaks at community events, passionately advocating for accessible mental health treatment and the life-changing potential of therapy. Through his courage and determination, David not only reclaimed his freedom, but also found a new purpose, helping others take control of their emotions and their lives. His story is a testament to the profound impact therapy can have on both individuals and the communities they inspire. Why therapy is key. These stories remind us that therapy isn't a one-size-fits-all approach, and that's precisely what makes it so powerful. Therapy is deeply personal and adaptable, designed to meet individuals where they are in their journey. Whether someone is dealing with trauma, anxiety, depression, or simply looking to better understand themselves, therapy provides a safe, judgment-free space to work through challenges. Through personalized paths, people are able to rebuild their lives at their own pace and in ways that fit their unique needs, empowering them to take control of their mental health. Therapy also teaches tools that extend far beyond the sessions themselves. It equips individuals to recognize triggers, develop effective coping strategies, and rebuild broken relationships in healthier, more meaningful ways. Over time, therapy fosters resilience and self-awareness, helping people navigate life's obstacles with greater confidence. It's a transformative process that shifts the perspective from, "I'm alone in this," to, "I'm not just surviving, I'm thriving." And perhaps most importantly, it reminds us all that healing is possible, one step at a time. Finding fulfillment. Recovery is not just about moving away from addiction, but about moving toward a fulfilling and meaningful life. It's a journey of rediscovery and growth, where therapy serves as the bridge between the pain of addiction and the joy of living with purpose. Therapy empowers individuals to reclaim the pieces of life that addiction tried to take away: relationships, passions, self-worth, and hope. Whether it's through group therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, art therapy, dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, or other evidence-based approaches, these tools provide a safe space to heal and grow. They help individuals process their emotions, build healthier habits, and learn coping strategies for long-term success. The path to healing always begins with a single, courageous step. That step is acknowledging the need for change and seeking help. From there, each step forward brings individuals closer to the life they deserve, one filled with purpose, connection, and possibility. Recovery isn't easy, but it's always worth it. You are not alone. If you or someone you love is navigating addiction, know this: recovery is possible. Every success story begins with courage, with choosing to show up even when it feels impossible. Therapy can be the guiding light, illuminating the path from chaos to clarity. At the Self-Development Factory, we believe in empowering individuals to rebuild their lives and discover their fullest potential. If you're ready to explore the role of therapy in overcoming addiction and reclaim your life, we encourage you to connect with a licensed counselor or therapy program in your area. Remember, every great transformation starts small, one day, one step, one breakthrough at a time. You have the strength within you to rebuild. Thank you for joining us for episode 12 of the Rebuilding Lives podcast. We hope today's stories inspire and encourage you to take the next step on your own path to recovery. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.